This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 minutes vocabulary
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, welcome to 6 minute vocabulary with me, Catherine.
And me, Finn. And today we're talking about words that have more than one spelling.
Let's start by listening to Jack. He's a professor of linguistics and he's talking about changes in the English language.
While you listen, think about this question. How do you think the word disc is usually spelt in British English?
Today, most of the influence on English spelling comes from North America. For example, the words analogue, disc, enquire are spelt differently in American English. And these spellings are often used in British English too. And that's generally all right by us. However, there are other spelling differences that we don't think are correct in British English. For we Brits, it's definitely wrong to spell colour or neighbour without the U. It's also wrong to spell theatre in the American way.
So we asked you, how is disc usually spelt in British English?
And the answer is that it's usually spelt with a C. So D-I-S-C.
But in American English, it's spelt D-I-S-K. So two different spellings there. But it's okay to spell disc with a K in British English when we're talking about computers and computing. What other words were mentioned? Let's have our first clip.
For example, the words analogue, disc, enquire are spelt differently in American English.
So, another computing term there, the word analogue, as in analogue clock, is spelt A-N-A-L-O-G-U-E in British English. But it's spelt without the U-E in American English, so A-N-A-L-O-G.
And there are a few more words with different spellings in American and British English. We're not saying that one spelling is better than another.
But it's good to be aware of the differences. Now, the word enquire, meaning to ask about something, usually begins with the letter E in British English, E-N-Q-U-I-R-E. Whereas in American English, it's spelt with an I at the beginning, not an E. Did you notice the word spelt? That's a past participle of the verb spell.
Yes, that's spelt, S-P-E-L-T in British English, but in North America they prefer spelled, S-P-E-L-L-E-D.
We're happy with both nowadays. You can choose which to use. And it's the same for other verbs like learn, dream and burn. You can say learnt, burnt and dreamt with a T at the end, or learned, burned and dreamed with ED.
And there's a slight difference in pronunciation there too, isn't there?
Yes, even in my best British accent, you can hear the D and T sounds at the end. Burned, burnt. Learned, learnt.
Now, some words have two spellings, but it's nothing to do with American influence. Listen to this clip.
And that's generally all right by us.
And there we heard all right. You can spell that as two words, all and right, or you can spell it as one word, A-L-R-I-G-H-T.
It's becoming quite common to see all right as two words, although some people still think that all right as one word is incorrect when you're writing.
Other words with two spellings are barbecue, meaning cooking food outdoors, spelt B-A-R-B-E-C-U-E or B-A-R-B-E-Q-U-E.
And there's also racket, as in tennis racket. It's almost always spelt R-A-C-K-E-T, but it can be spelled R-A-C-Q-U-E-T as well. One more clip, please.
It's definitely wrong to spell colour or neighbour without the U.
So, colour, spelt C-O-L-O-U-R, is C-O-L-O-R in American English. American spelling drops the U in words with O-U in them.
And there are a lot of words that end in R-E in British English, but E-R in American English, like theatre, centre and kilometre.
6 minutes vocabulary.
From BBC Learning English.
And right now, it's quiz time. So here's question number one. Everybody knows that if you play with fire, you might get burnt. But what are the two possible ways to spell the past participle of the verb burn?
They are B-U-R-N-T and B-U-R-N-E-D.
Number two, how do we spell all right when it's one word?
A-L-R-I-G-H-T.
Number three, what's the American English spelling of the word flavour?
It's F-L-A-V-O-R. Without the U.
Well done if you got those all right. And before we go, here's a vocabulary tip. If you use a computer to write English, use a spell checker and make sure you set it to your preferred variety of English.
There's more about this at bbclearningenglish.com.
Bye.
6 minutes vocabulary
from the BBC.